We had a dog that about 25 years ago used to do handstands.
Oh.
It was funny because actually he used to do it when he went for a pee. Like,
he would stand on his front leg.
Yeah, he used to cock his leg and go for a pee, and when he finished, he'd actually cock his other leg and then walk along about 20 feet actually on his front feet.
On his front feet?
Actually, what made it worse was he was a white poodle, so he used to have this big yellow stain after.
I'm concentrating on the front half of the animal here. He would try to cock both legs at once.
No, he'd cock one leg. He'd actually go for a pee and cock his leg.
Yeah.
And when he finished, somewhere or another, he used to then, the other leg used to go up and he used to walk along. Literally on his front foot. And it was absolutely upright. It was just like an acrobat, but it was really embarrassing because I used to take the dog out for a walk, and it was like when I was a teenager and stuff, you know, and you wanted to impress all the girls, and of course they'd see this dog walking along on its front paws, and they'd run a mile laughing.
Why would they? I mean, in the age, of course, before video cameras, because otherwise I'm saying this is on our list of programs, Alice. It's, what was the dog's name?
Sandy.
Oh, well, put it on the list anyway, Alice.
It's, what's it going down as?
It's Sandy. The double cocking poodle. The double cocking poodle. Right? And anyone who doesn't know what to call it, that's it. It's the double cocking poodle called Sandy, is what it is, and that's on our list of other programs.
Okay.
That's a great thing. Dogs, after they've done, you know, the business in the park, and they do that scratching kind of thing, right? They go scratch, scratch. Did anyone see the dogs do that? Maybe it's just my dog. But they finish it, and then they wipe their feet almost. They scratch. And, but of course, in doing that, they tend to go, you know, put their feet straight into what they've just
done. They're trying to be clean.
And so I stand there and I go, you're making it worse. I always stare at him. You're making it worse. And he looks at me and all he can see is here is scribble, you know. Huh? Huh? You may not understand any of those words. You're making it worse. Come away from it. Stop scratching your feet. Out you come. And then you go around the other side of the park, or I did about 6 weeks ago, you go around the other side of the park, and there will be someone else walking their dog shouting, you're making it worse. Come away from it.
Do you remember they used to have dog toilets? I don't know if they ever had them
still
in London. They still got them. I haven't seen them in London.
Like a pissoir, you mean? Almost like a pissoir?
A pissoir?
Pissoir.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Piece of pissoir. Everyone knows what a pissoir is. In those open air steel things in Paris, they're called pissoirs.
Well, this is a little piece of earth that was cordoned off with a great big sign up saying dog toilet. They put them in Brighton.
They're rather politely, of all places, genteelly in Deptford High Street. In Deptford Park, it has dog exercise area.
Very
it actually
nice.
Has a sign saying dog exercise area.